the Manitoba Association of Senior Communities, Act of Aging in Manitoba, and CGNU present Insights on Social Connections.
CJNU 93.7 FM. Hey, everybody, it's Frank chatting once again with Linda Brown, the Executive Director of Active Living in Manitoba. And how you doing, Linda? Once again, back with us here on CJNU.
I'm great. Good to be back here. Thanks for inviting me.
So what's happening with active seniors in Manitoba? There's a lot of them out there and a lot of exciting news to tell us about.
There's lots going on. Yeah, it's been a busy summer. You know, we had the Manitoba 55 Plus Games in June in Brandon. Very successful. One of the biggest games we've ever had. We had over 1,100, almost 1,200 participants. And of course, we had a curling event in March. So that was about 85 people in that. And then the summer activities, summer games in June, and super successful. We were so pleased. Great Brandon host committee. Great city to have an event like that because they have so many facilities. And of course, a large population in that part of the province. But we had people from all over the province, Eastern Manitoba, Northern Manitoba. And the really exciting thing is now the Canada Senior Games are happening in August in Quebec City. And we have 100 participants going to represent Manitoba.
I understand this is the largest contingent ever going to the Canada Senior Summer Games.
Yes, it is. So we're thrilled that many people are going. And I'm actually excited because I'm getting to go as well to observe what's going on. So I'm really excited to be able to cheer on our athletes that are going.
Now, are you going because potentially down the road, the Senior Games could be coming to Manitoba? I don't want to maybe let anything out of the bag, but just in case.
Well, you never know. The Games were in Kamloops 2 years ago. So that was Western Canada. They're in Quebec City this year, which
now
is
they gotta
Eastern
meet.
Canada.
They got to meet in the middle somewhere.
I think we need to meet in the middle. Exactly. So we'll look out for information coming about 2026.
And then, of course, coming up in early October, there's a big event in Manitoba, too.
Yes, there is. So October is Seniors and Elders Month. But the first week, so it starts September 30th, goes to October 6th, is actually Active Aging Week. So we're encouraging all Manitobans to get active, whether it's something that's happening at their local community center. Maybe they want to get a group of friends together that week and plan some activities for every day or even one day that week. But we will have a supplement coming out in the Winnipeg Free Press talking about it in September. There's information on our website, activeagingmb.ca. And we're really encouraging Manitobans to get out and get active. It can be your regular activity that you do. Get a group of friends together, go for a walk, have a barbecue, whatever it is. Just get active that first week of October.
Well, and the nice thing about it, too, is you're getting active in the first week of October. And maybe you find something you really enjoy doing. That sets you up for the winter when a lot of people get socially isolated. People get, stuck in, homebound because of the cold weather, etc. This maybe gives you more of a reason to go out on a weekly basis and stay active through the winter months when you're not gardening, when you're not walking and doing things like that, right?
Exactly, exactly. As a matter of fact, on October 3rd, which is the Thursday of that week, we are co-hosting with the Wellness Institute an Active Aging Day at the Wellness Institute. And we've done this open house for a few years in partnership with them. And we usually get 400 to 500 people attend. It's a great way to come and find out some of the resources that are in the community, but we always have activities available for people to try. So they can come and try maybe a yoga class, a Pilates class, come and try some cornhole toss or some floor curling, some pickleball, badminton, and you're right. The idea with that week is really get people active. Hopefully they find something they enjoy doing and they'll keep it up all year round.
Yeah, the Wellness Institute, of course, is at Seven Oaks Hospital, Leela and McPhillips there.
Yes, exactly. Yes. Yeah.
So the whole thing, too, that we've been talking about lately is social prescribing. And all of this activity, all of this where seniors are getting involved in things, really does help out nicely and tie in well with that social prescribing that everyone's talking about.
Yes, it does. I mean, the whole goal of social prescribing is that the medical community is going to start referring or are referring people to the local senior resource coordinators or resources in the local community. And so we know the social connections are so important to our overall well-being and health. So we feel working with the medical community, trying to make those connections for people. So maybe somebody coming in to see their doctor on a regular basis, might have the same complaint. And the doctor may say, you should really try and find somewhere that you can do some activity or find a group that maybe, you know, maybe it's something they did years ago and they've kind of dropped it for whatever reason. So the medical community is looking at this as another tool in their toolbox rather than writing a prescription for a medication. Mm-hmm. Maybe what the individual could really benefit from is connecting with their local senior center, a local group, and getting involved in some sort of activity.
Sounds like a plan. Linda Brown, Executive Director, Active Aging in Manitoba. You know what? It's always such a treat talking to you. You're always so full of information. Thanks for taking time out of your busy schedule and joining us here at CJNU.
Great. Thank you very much.
Stay active and stay connected with insights and social connections. For more information on how you can live your best life, join me, Jim Feeney, with my co-hosts Connie Newman of the Manitoba Association of Senior Communities and Linda Brown from Active Aging in Manitoba from noon to 1 p.m. the last Wednesday of every month. Insights on Social Connections, heard exclusively on CJNU 93.7 FM.